Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
Now, we're talking in February 2014, Andy, and it's ahead of further gigs in March. Will the set list be different at all? I mean, I take it it's still built around the Snow Goose.
Yes, it's going to be pretty much the same. I think we may make a few adjustments. But we've had a last-minute crisis here because Guy Leblanc, one of our keyboard players, has he's not been able to do the tour. He pulled out this Sunday, in fact, last Sunday, because he's got kidney cancer. And, you know, he's receiving chemo and radiation, and he's just not physically able to do it. So we're all very sad, you know, because he's a great friend and a great player. And, of course, we hardly have any time left to replace him. So we were very fortunate. I asked a dear friend, Tom Sherpentil, who's been with the band before. He's a keyboard player with Guy Ack, the main man. And he basically has saved the day. He's now, as we talk, you know, learning the sets. So, you know, it would have been impossible to, I think, got prepared in such a short time if we were going to do a different, you know, different performance, really. So it was, you know, a bit stressful, and we're still all quite kind of, you know, have strong links to Guy, so we talk to him most days to see how he is, and, you know, just to keep his spirits up and things.
Yeah, I noticed that. It is sad news, that, Andy. It was on your website, and he's not that old, is he?
No, he's only 50-something, 54 or something.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it is sad news.
It is, but, you know, we you know, we had to carry on, or at least try to carry on. So, you know, I'm hoping that, I'm sure Tom will be, you know, he's an amazing player, and he's a very quick learner. So we were very, very lucky that he was such a good friend, really, and said yes, he would come and help us out.
Now, there's such a wealth of great repertoire with Camel, and it must be very difficult reducing all that to a set list. But are you drawn personally, Andy, to any particular period of the band's history?
No, I wouldn't say I was. I mean, there are some great moments from the whole of Camel's that I enjoy playing still. And, you know, it is a difficult thing when you have quite a vast repertoire to choose material for a set, because especially if you do things like the Snow Goose, which is an hour probably in itself, and then you've only got an hour and a half left or so to fill in, which is very difficult, because you want to choose pieces that, you know, they're popular with everyone, and also that you enjoy playing too. So it's inevitably somebody will come up and say, oh, you didn't play, you know, Stationary Traveller or whatever, and, you know, you have to apologize and say, well, you know, because some people think you can just, you know, on the night just say, oh yeah, we'll play Stationary Traveller tonight, but yeah. Think that you know all these numbers. Well, of course, we all have to rehearse what we're going to do. So, it is a very difficult thing. I always agonize over it. And, you know, I, at the end of the tour, always think, was that a good choice or was that a bad choice?
Yes. We can assume then that in March, you won't be doing requests on the night then.
I always love it, though. People always shout out, you know, fun things and, you know, we learned quite a lot of different pieces for the tour that we didn't actually play. So, you know, I don't know, there's things that, like Mystic Queen, we rehearsed from the first album, which was fun. We tried it acoustically. I think we played it on a couple of shows on the last tour. But it got pared down as the shows went on. A lot of times we were restricted by the time, you know, like when we did the London show at the Barbican, there was a time restriction. You had to finish by a certain time, otherwise you got fined. So we had to cut quite a few numbers out for that show. But it worked okay, you know, and it's going to be released on a DVD, hopefully this March when we tour.
Excellent.